Well, I believe if you're saved, you can agree with that. Through it all, God's been good. Amen. That's Romans 8:28. Some of it we may not understand till we get with the Lord, but we're going to find out He's not only good, He's good all the time. Amen. All right, going to be a little bit different tonight. I'm going to ask, probably better not raise that thing too high. Going to have some shorter people probably talking on it. No, not that short. All right, thank you, Brother Cruz. Brother Lewis, Cruz, I want you to help me. I want to get everybody that might be in the building tonight that either works at the radio station or will be at least on the air doing the Restore-a-thon. I want to see if we can kind of get them right here on the front, because I'm gonna hear something short from each one of them tonight. So you folks that are here, gonna be helping us in the Restore-a-thon. I see Matt and Julie Marshall. Matt, you're gonna have to work if you're gonna be here. So you come on down, and I don't believe Jonathan's gotten in yet. How many have heard the song they wrote for us on the Restore-a-thon? Amen. All right. Just, Brother Stephen, I think I saw you up in the balcony. You come on down, Stephen Amos, and don't let me miss anybody. Connie, you're fairly close to the front, but not close enough. Get on out here where you can come quickly. Amen. We see the hearts have gotten in. That's good. All right, let me see here. Brother Cruz, you'll have to help me when we get to it here in just a moment. We are going to talk a little bit about the Restore-a-thon kicking off in the morning, and I'll get you to help me a little bit. What number Restore-a-thon is this one? 17. All right. Can you believe that? The book of Zechariah, chapter 4, I won't ask you to turn to it necessarily, but around verse 10, it says something like this: "Who hath despised the day of small things?" When I first come to this church in January 1971, it was a small thing that the previous preacher had enlisted a 15-minute radio program, 15 minutes on the old AM station, and I don't think we hardly paid, I don't know, $25 or $30 a month for it. That was a day of small things. It was a day of small beginning. And I went out to the station and kept that 15-minute program going. I remember starting a program where I asked folks to call in or write in Bible questions, and I would try to answer them in that 15-minute program. And I'm sure we didn't have a great listening audience, because some weeks I didn't get a question. Say, what'd you do? I wrote my own. You know, wrote it out, mailed it to myself. No, I just said, I have a question. I didn't say how I got it. But that was a day of small beginnings. But you know, once in a while, I still run into somebody that remembers that. Isn't that something? There was two other preachers on the air on Sunday morning. One before me and one after. Now, I was finally able to get a telephone wire hooked up to where I could actually come to the pulpit and talk over the microphone here. But at first, I had to go out there, and I was sandwiched between two preachers. One of them was off on his doctrine pretty bad, and the other one was a little bit on the dead side, and I was right between them. I remember several things about it. I remember the fellow in front of me that was a little off on his doctrine. He'd wind up his program every day, every morning, Sunday morning, pretty early. He'd wind up his program saying, "Now I'm going to pray for you. And if you want to feel something, if you want a point of contact with me, you put your hand on the radio if you want to feel while I'm praying. If you want to get a feeling. I heard that and I heard that. Finally, one day I was backslidden or in a bad mood. And I said, folks, when I came on, if you really want a feeling, don't put your hand on top of the radio, put it in the radio. So help me God, I said that. I shouldn't have probably. But he never said it no more. The other guy was, he gave me some advice to help me. Because, see, I'd get on the radio and I'd go at it and I'd pound something and I'd holler a little bit and I, you know, get my kind thoughts across. He said to me, he knew me a long time. He's a good guy. He said, Mickey, you can't do that over the radio. He said, just won't work. But every Sunday morning, I'd say, bless God, we had 75 in Sunday school last week. The next Sunday, I'd say, we had 100 in Sunday school next week. Next week, 150 or whatever. I just kept going up. God was blessing. Had so many saved and 150 in Sunday school. When it hit about 175, that's more than he had. So guess what he done? He got on behind me and started shouting and hollering and beating the... He said, maybe what I was doing was working. And it was. God was good. He blessed. That was a little beginning, just a little start. From that, we've been on the radio ever since. Then God moved through all kinds of circumstances to give us that station. And... there was a good manager on the station. I remember him coming to me because I was ripping on corrupt politicians. And it wasn't as bad as today, but it was getting close. And I was fussing about it and saying some pretty plain things. And he came to me and he said, Brother Carter, he said, now look, I believe everything you're saying and I'm for you. But he said, you're going to send me and you both to jail. I said, well, I told you, I just had to be me. I just had to. He said, keep it up. We'll go together. He didn't censor me. He didn't cut me off. But after a while, he sold out and left. Some of you remember this. There was two characters come in, two partners, and they took that AM station. They painted up, literally, Halloween colors. Literally painted the building that way. They started a pornographic programs. That was their platform, all of it. It was terrible. And of course, here I was by that time, not only having 15 minutes at 8 o'clock, but the 11 o'clock church service was on from 11 to 12 and had been on a good while. And we had a pretty good group of listeners by then. And of course, I knew that was bad. They heard me about 2 weeks, and they came to me. One of the owners came to me, met me in my office. He said, preacher said to come to let you know we're about to have a little rate increase. I said, yeah, how much? And he handed me a piece of paper across the desk, and I looked at it. I said, that's a pretty good increase. That's about whatever I said, 250%, I believe. It was a tremendous figure for us at that time. And I said, of course, you know we're not going to pay that. And he kind of grinned a little bit. And I said, the purpose of you coming was to tell me you really didn't want me on the air, right? He said, well, I can't legally say that. I said, well, let me tell you, I don't really think I ought to stay on the air with a platform you got going out there now, and the programs you got going. And so he said, well, one more week. So I got up and preached over the radio one more week. I got all kind of calls and notes from people saying, let's pay it. I'm a shut in. I got to listen. And I said, no, we can't do that. So I got up on Sunday morning, did not plan to say it, just talking like I am now. And I said, you know what? You folks out there, I understand it'd be wrong, though, for us to try to pay this money. And besides that, we can't stay on a station that's programming like it is now. We couldn't do that. I said, maybe God's in this thing. I said, you know, if God wanted to, he could give us the station. That's about all I said about it. Well, the town wouldn't support their dirt and their filth. So it wasn't long, the two partners got to fighting, and the place closed down. It not only closed down, it got vandalized, the weeds grew up. It looked bad when you drive by out there. And a fairly new member at our church, hadn't been a member long, shook hands with him at the door. He said, you know, I drive by that old radio station out there. How come the church couldn't try to get that and get you on the air? I said, well, I looked into it, and I had. I said, it's in a court case. Partners are fighting. I said, no way we could deal with that. He said, well, I got an attorney or two that I know. Can I look into it? Would that be all right? I said, sure, do anything you want to. To shorten up the story, it wasn't too many weeks. He shook hands with me at the door again. He said, well, I got that station. He said, I'm giving it to the church. He said, of course, you have to fix it up. Hey, that's exactly what I said that morning, that if God wanted to, he could give it to us. And from that, of course, we led into the FM and finally moved from out there up to the hotel, to the college building now. And you know the story. But I thought about it. I was reading that a little bit there in Zechariah. I thought about who hath despised the day of small things. Sometimes we may think what we're doing is small, but God's got other plans, and he sees how it's going to turn out. Now, we're fixing to start the Restore-a-thon in the morning, and you're going to hear from everybody. You'll hear us when we're normal. You'll hear us when we become abnormal. You'll finally hear us when we get plumb crazy a time or two. But bear with us. That's what happens through the week. And again, we're praying that God gets into it. Tonight, I wanted for you to see, and most of you know, but to see kind of the faces of many of them you'll hear on the radio this week, of course, next 3 days. And so what I'll do tonight is I'll ask each one of them to get up and tell the name so you can kind of relate to that and just give us a short word, maybe a short testimony about something good that they've been blessed through the radio station. And if we have time left over, we may ask some of you out there to share something good because of the radio station. Many of you remember when when the Marshall brothers was with us, and we sure hate to see them go. Jonathan's driving back in, I guess going to get here for the too late tonight. He's just not driving fast enough, Matt. That's all I'm saying. But Matt was smarter. He caught the plane. So he got here, and I see Julie and the baby over there. But Matt's up in Findlay, Ohio, at Brother Walt Shepherd's pastor up there, and they're doing a great job up there. And before I get into turning it over to the manager, Brother Lewis, and letting him ask some of these others to come up. Matt, I want you to come on up, if you will. I'm going to bring them down there, but you're a visitor. I'll let you come up here. Tell us how things are going there in Finland. We appreciate you coming down very much, and just good to have you and good to see you.
Thanks, sir. Okay. We're humbled to be able to be here. We're really enjoying the weather. I hear it's been up and down here with the weather, and it's been worse up there. Flu season has stretched out 6 weeks for some people, and so it's good to breathe in some moisture that is not artificial. We're glad to be here. My wife is over here, and our youngest, Caden, is 3. Tim and Zach. Tim was born here, 9 years old now, and Zachary is 6. I believe he was 2 and a half when we were here last, 2008, so it's a blessing. The Lord has blessed. We moved to Cornerstone Baptist Church in Findlay, Ohio in 2010, the fall of 2010, and uh, too long of a story to tell you what God did to bring that to pass, and such a blessing. Pastor Shepherd has been a great man to work with and for, and the Lord has blessed Pastor Carter. It's been amazing. I found this, that the modern churches are losing church members, because church members that go there and are not spiritually fed get tired of it after a while. And we've been picking up some of those, Brother Lewis, that are tired of watered down gospel and watered down preaching, and so and the modern music. There, many of them are tired, and so the Lord is blessed. We've seen some growth there at the church, and we just finished a project, kind of a little add-on fellowship hall, and we're already looking at building. We got to build already. The pastor says I don't want to do it, but I got to stay ahead and see what the Lord has, what the Lord has for us. And we work with the young people, we work with the choir. Been preaching and teaching and doing whatever the Lord wants us to do. It's been a blessing. We have seen people saved. I'll give you one quick thing. We've had a college in Ada, which is about 30 minutes from us. It's Ohio Northern University. They found us on the web and came to visit our church. About 8 of them came by. They started to visit our church, and they immediately fell in love with it. And these are college students from all around the country studying pharmacy and other degrees. They showed up out of the blue, and they've been coming for over a year and a half. We now provide transportation for them, and we provide a meal once a month for them. They have started to affect other singles in the church. They're going to different universities. We have the University of Findlay. We have down in Bluffton, and they are getting with them, teaching them how to work in Bible clubs. They have around 60 to 70 that go to their Bible club at Ohio Northern University. We've had probably four college students saved and baptized. The Lord brought them to us, and they're not looking for modern Christianity. It's pretty amazing. They are excited about it, and they've been affecting other people, and that's been a real blessing, among other things. So God has been good. We're so glad to be here. Pray for my brother. He skipped church tonight, and driving. So we're going to banter a little bit this week on the radio and give him a little bit of hard time. Of course, you know, it's Hatfields and McCoys with John and I. Actually, we're related even closer than that, but both ways. Our sons and daughters are double cousins, but we're looking forward to it. God has given us so many good memories at Landmark. I'm so thankful to Christians that are here that are examples to us, and what God has done here in our hearts and what the Lord has done through you for us. It's just been a great blessing. We're really looking forward to what God will do, and forgive us right now for all the craziness by Saturday night. Okay.
He flew on the airplane. I don't know if they let him take that banjo on the airplane or not, but you remember he and Jonathan doing some tremendous music for us on the instruments. So I don't know what Brother Cruz has planned for him this week, but we're going to get something out of him for sure. Brother Cruz, why don't you come on up to the mic right here and let you say a word about things, how they're going, what we're planning, and we want each one of the ones that'll be helping us to be able to come up and just give a short word.
All right, well, we're looking forward to Restorethon, and all the plans have been made and preparations, and the fun begins tomorrow. That's kind of what we kind of cut loose and just let the Lord lead. And we're expecting great things from the Lord this year. Just kind of recap from last year. I know some folks are interested as far as the numbers pertaining to last Restorethon. Last year, the total amount pledged was $223,462. And that was the most we had pledged in a good long while. The Lord blessed there. For the first time in a while, we were in the 220s. Last year, we received about 590 pledges from 30 different states and 4 different countries. So the Lord really blessed. So we're maybe trying to up that this year to 5. I don't know. Total received thus far from last year's promised amount, $219,700. So doing some quick arithmetic, I cheated. Somebody else did it for me. We have received a little over 98% of what was pledged. And as I said, a watch night service, most organizations like ours, radio stations and other listener-supported entities will be happy to get 75%. So that's just proof the Lord is the true, you know, we serve a living God. And his people follow suit, and we appreciate all your sacrifice to help make Restorathon what it is. Our theme this year, we sat around, and Pastor Stephen mentioned 3 John 8. We therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ in the prayer of intercession said, pray to God the Father, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And the Bible defines itself as being truth. And that's what we proclaim in music and preaching each and every day, 24/7 here in Florida and also on the internet. And we want you to partner with us this year as we continue operating and trying to just continue to spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ over the airwaves and, of course, on the internet. There's not a week that goes by that we don't hear from somebody, whether it's a phone call, an email, or somebody shows up in person, how they've been blessed by the radio ministry, and all the glory goes to God. And I want to remind you of something that we always, at the end of the year, we always celebrate and rejoice when we reach that milestone of our missions goal, and praise the Lord for it. Can I tell you that just like when you give to missions and you will reap the rewards of the missionaries you send out, every dollar, I believe with all my heart, every dollar you give to the radio station, that the seeds of the Word of God are sowed. And the souls that are saved, I think that those who invest will see rewards in heaven for it. I really do. And we always hear from folks that are blessed by the radio ministry. Before I bring some other folks up, we do have a need this year. We have some equipment that needs to be repaired, and some of it so old it just needs to be replaced. Can't even cost more sometimes to get it repaired than to get something new anymore, unfortunately. So we are asking you to really consider partnering with us again this year. If you pledged last year, we ask you to really consider adding 10% to it. If you pledged $100, please consider making $110. If you pledged $1 a day, become a member of the Daily Manna Club, we ask you to give $1.10 a day. And Brother Matt thought of this great idea. You know, we got the Daily Manna Club. It's $1 a day this year. We're asking folks to give $1.10 a day. We're doing the math, that comes out to $401. So we want you to join the 401 Pray Plan. The 401 Pray Plan, okay? That would be a funny way to remember it. And we'll have some funny musical reminders about the 401 Pray Plan throughout Restorathon. But we're very excited about what the Lord is doing. And, of course, we'll have Matt and John with us. And I told them they don't have any instruments, don't bother showing up. So I'm assuming they did. And I actually got a couple in my office now, so we're looking forward to hearing from them, both providing some great live music and also some of the normal banter behind the radio. John is one who hired me on back in 2003, so it'll be good to have him here with us. And, of course, Matt and his wife, very excited about them being here with us. And others that I believe Brother Jay is out with the kids program right now, but Brother Jay will be on there with us. Pastor Stephen will be on the air with us, and the folks that you will hear from here shortly will be on the air with us. And we're real glad to have Kevin Laurie back to Restorathon. Laurie's been a part of Restorathon for a good number of years now, and it's good to have them back. And it's going to be kind of a reunion time, so we're looking forward to that. Before I ask some others to come on up, share a testimony. Several Restorathons back, this lady came to Restorathon headquarters, which, of course, is the college building, and asked to speak with me. And I went to the stairwell, and I spoke with her. She said, I just want to give you a word of testimony. She said, several years ago, I was driving down the road, and I turned on the radio, and I heard the message, salvation message. And at that time, I was driving down. I had lost some family members, some loved ones. I was very, very depressed. And I was at the point of suicide. But I heard that message, and I pulled over, and my heart broke. I cried, and I asked the Lord to save me right then and there. Amen. You don't always hear those kind of stories. I think heaven will reveal a lot more. But the Lord just kind of cracked open heaven's door a little bit for us then. And, you know, sometimes you think you're speaking to a wall, but those radio waves go a lot further than what you could imagine, and of course the internet. So we want to encourage you to pray for Restore-a-Thon, plan on listening, and plan on pledging your support one of those 3 days. All right, the guy who spark plugs Restore-a-Thon, I mean, the guy, I don't know how he has so much energy. I don't know what Rachel feeds this guy. But Brother Matt Pouts, he's going to be in the morning and get things rolling. I know a lot of you wake up to Brother Pouts in the morning and hear him, his contagious laugh. That's what he has. So, Brother Matt, why don't you come and say a word about Restore-a-Thon, please.
Looking forward to it. I was thinking about this. You know, we're in the age of technology. We've got the internet and computers and a bazillion channels on the television and all of that. And you'd think through the, with all the technology that has come on in the last few years, you'd think that radio popularity would decrease, but I think it's much on the increase, primarily because a lot of radio stations are simulcast with the on the air and then on the internet. But I think a lot more people are listening to radio, and talk radio has helped that as well. And I thought about that. One of the reasons that radio station is really near to my heart is I remember many, many years ago as a 19-year-old young man. I wasn't saved. I was in the military, and I remember I was under real deep conviction. I call it conviction now. I didn't know what it was then, but I knew there was something missing, something I needed in my life. And through a series of events, I was driving back and forth from the base and from where my hometown was. And I remember one time driving back, and I remember turning on the radio, and all I wanted to hear was, I said to myself, I need to hear something religious. That's how I said it. Something that talks about God. I need some answers. And I remember just turning a couple of stations and finding a station where there was a preacher preaching. And preaching, pretty sound doctrine when it came to the gospel. And I remember listening to him. I didn't get saved at that moment, but I remember listening, and it really opened my eyes to the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I remember a few days later, I came to know the Lord as Savior. Amen. And that played a key part in my life. And to be able to be involved in radio, Christian radio, and where the gospel is preached is a tremendous thing. This is the 17th Restore-a-Thon. I've been involved in 16 of them. I think we missed one. Two of them, we were in Kentucky, and we came here. And, of course, one was one of the highlights was the one when Brother Richie passed away the week, and that was a tremendous time. But I'm looking forward to the next 3 days and asking everybody to pray and give and pray and give some more. And we're excited about it. They've really discussed some real good ideas. It's just going to be a lot of fun, and it's a hard work and all that, but it's a lot of fun, a lot of fellowship. Looking forward to it, and looking forward to seeing what the Lord's going to do.
My name's Colin Morton, and I'm the production assistant at Gospel 90.3. And last year was my first official year actually helping out hands-on at the radio station. And I'm just so thankful to be a part of that. And it's one thing to sit back from the audience and look how everything goes, but it's another to actually be in the studio and see how, you know, God's people are given over and over and over again. It's just a wonderful thing to see. And just that last hour, I think it was Saturday night, the last hour, you know, it seemed like we were a ways behind meeting our goal. And then just the Lord, how he just met our total, and the way he did was just an incredible blessing. And I'm just so thankful to hear that over 98% of the money that was pledged came in. That's just tremendous to see. And I'm excited to have me with Brother Pouts every air shift that I'm involved with. So that's always going to be fun. I always have a good time with him. And I'm excited. And I'm nervous because last year, share one embarrassing moment. Last year, Brother Pastor Stephen asked me to give out the phone number. And I've been there for over a year now. You know, I've heard that number time and time again. And I completely blanked. I gave out the wrong number. It was embarrassing. So just pray for me that I remember the number this year. I'm going to have it on a 3x5 card right in front of me. And just also, while you're praying for that, just pray for the equipment to hold up. And already the devil's been fighting. He's just causing things to happen that we didn't even know existed, the problems there. And I know Brother Mike Case will appreciate your prayers. The equipment goes well. And just please pray for everything else, the people that are involved. I know a lot of sickness is going around. Just please help pray for us in that area. And I'm excited about the food, and I'm excited about what the Lord's going to do. So, amen.
Hello, I'm Connie Ogden, and I'm the secretary at Gospel 90.3. And I work with some crazy guys, so it's always a fun ride. But I've been at Landmark forever, so I always hear the Restore-a-thons growing up and everything, but I never imagined being such a part of it. And this will be my second year being involved, and I head up the financial table, and I'm so thankful for everyone that volunteers to help us out, people that work at the financial table, and Alicia Conklin. She's helping set up the gift table this year. That's such a big blessing. And all the people that donate food, of course, are a big blessing. And I just want to remind y'all that even if y'all don't come in and participate and help volunteer, that we can always use your prayers, because prayers mean so much, and God listens to all your prayers. And even if you can't help out, then we would really appreciate your prayers. Thank you.
My name is Kevin Hart, and I've been a part of Gospel 90.3 for about a little over 4 years. I was worked there, and it's such a blessing to me, because there's where I met my wife, Lori, and for the first 3 years of our marriage, that's been the anchor there. I mean, our whole lives literally rotated around the radio station, and our kids grew up there, and it's been such a blessing to us, and to work in Restore-a-thon and see how God moves and how God works has been something that I'll just take with me forever. And the Lord had us move across the state, but we were able to take Gospel 90.3 with us over there, and that's a good thing about it. And pretty soon we'll be going across the globe, and we'll be taking Gospel 93.3 with us over there too, and just appreciate everybody who has a part in it. And it's such a big part of our lives still, and I want it to be a part of our children's lives, and I just appreciate everybody that has a part in it. Thank you.
Good evening, I'm Lori Hart. I love this ministry. I loved working at the radio station for so long, and there are so many testimonies that I could share. Is that echoing? Okay. Some of the testimonies, even just being up at the radio station, sometimes there's people that get lost and come in the building, and that's just such a great witnessing opportunity. I've got to lead several people to the Lord, and even though we're on the air with the preaching and gospel music, you can still lead people to the Lord through the radio ministry, and I'm just so excited to be part of it this year. Last year, I was really sick, but I couldn't be there live at the radio station, but I'm just so thankful to be here this year, and I know what Brother Matt Marshall said, that the sickness is going around, so just pray for everybody on the air that there'll be no sickness. And thank you, Pastor Carter, for this great ministry here and the radio station, and I'm just excited to be here and be part of it. Thank you.
I think the only one I'm missing is Stephen Amos. I don't think I see him. He was here. Stephen, are you here? Maybe he doesn't. Already getting a head start on Restore-a-thon, I guess. I don't know. Oh boy. Well, Stephen Amos is a big help. He's in the back room most of the time when he's not hosting the Sacred Praise Show, and of course in the morning time. But he handles the production load. Him and Colin back there, call him the Pride Squad, you know, and they always do a good job making sure everything is recorded and all the music is entered into the computer, because we don't spin records anymore. Everything's on the computer. And we appreciate his help and his effort. They've been putting in so long hours these last couple of days, and we're just looking forward to what the Lord is going to do for Restore-a-thon. I do want to also just thank all the volunteers who have already spent hours preparing the room for Restore-a-thon and organizing meals, organizing the volunteers throughout. Really is a team effort, and that's one of the reasons I love this ministry, is this church, is because everybody has a mind to work and always willing to give a helping hand. So please remember to pray for us these next 3 days. I have this dear shut-in lady that always calls And she said, well, I can't give much, but I can pray. And I said, well, that's what we need you to do. Pray a whole lot so the Lord will really show himself mighty yet again this year. So thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, folks. We didn't get Stephen Amos. I think Mike Case, I don't know if Mike's in here or not, but he is a very important part down there. Are you up in the tape room? All right, he's waving at us. He's the important guy. He's the one that twists the wires together and the one that we blame if they come apart. Amen. But he does a great job setting up all the telephones, and there's a bank of phones down there. Then we have college students and others that stay up late and answer the phones. And once in a while, we get a crank call, but most of the time, it's just God's people that's been, God's spoken to their heart, and they call. And there's some tremendous testimonies that come in. I was telling the teachers earlier tonight in teachers' meeting that I was at a funeral over in Winter Haven, and there's quite a crowd there, and a lot of folks come up to me when they saw me and said, we appreciate the radio station. We listen to the radio station. And that's an encouragement. We've had testimonies even in recent weeks here of somebody like Lewis was sharing with a while ago that either got saved or got over a crisis in their life with the help of what they heard on the radio station. And so it's very important. I like the little spots they've been doing, advertised in the last few days, especially the spots where it says what it would be like without it. And I'd like for us to think on that just a little bit, because we do have to pay the bills. The church is the daddy of all the ministries, and some of them are hurting worse than others. But the family's gotten big enough. Daddy needs all the help he can. As far as the church goes, it needs all the help we can get to keep the ministries going. And the one on the radio is just such a big one and such an important one. And with the political scene in America and the attack on real values, old-fashioned values, there's a real crowd out there would love to see us go off the air. I'll guarantee you that's true, folks. And so we need to pray for God to provide and to protect us. And we try to be as wise as we can in those areas, but a lot bigger folks than us on the conservative side are under threat today. And if they'll go after them, they'll sure come after us. And I thank God, and I believe it's God's grace, that we've been able to stay on the air all this time. And only heaven, I believe only heaven will really reveal the good, the blessing that the station has been, the souls that have been saved. I really believe that. I believe if you do like me, you have your radio in your car set on the station all the time. I'm in and out of the car. I get this, get that. And I believe if you do that, if you're listening every chance you got, that it just has a good influence on us all the way across. And I believe it helps us to grow in the Lord. So be praying about it, as I know you will. Listen as much as you can. Especially go to the Lord when we hit those lulls, those times when it just seems like nobody will ring the phone. Just pray for those times. And we appreciate everybody that's come in. We appreciate the marshals coming in, the hearts coming in, and all of these now that will have a part there. Pray for our own folks that pick up the duties. There's so much to do around here, and it's tiring. Pray for Sister Lewis now with the surgery on her foot, because boy, she's a hard worker down there, and several other ladies. That's been such a blessing to us. The kids are over here in another meeting. They don't really dismiss for about four more minutes. I believe I could have, from the floor, we don't even have the microphones out, I believe we could have two 2-minute testimonies, or three, what, minute and a quarter? My arithmetic not too good there. If you would stand up and give us a quick word, just a quick word about a blessing from the radio station. Well, I see Brother Case running downstairs with a microphone. Raise your hand. We'll get to you if we can. Brother Ken Lee's got it back there. Raise your hand if you give a word about the radio station. All right. Somebody?
I'd like to start.
Okay. Go ahead.
Just after my wife and I got married, we were looking for a good radio station. We couldn't find one, so a friend of hers told us about 90.3, and we could get it in South Lakeland sometimes, and we couldn't, so I started going on the internet because I heard the internet. And from that point, the more I listened, the more I liked. And we came over and visited around January 2006. To make a long story short, we're here. And I thank God for the greatest radio station on earth.
The Lee's been a real blessing to us. I'm sure glad you found that radio station. Amen. And then found the church. Amen. Somebody else. So we got about 2 minutes left here. Raise your hand. Herman's looking. All right, right here. Brother Scott, come this way, Herman. EJ's standing up here. You don't need a microphone, EJ. Talk to us. Amen. Yes. Yeah. Amen. All right. Sister Schultz, 1 minute.
I praise the Lord for 90.3. Amen. It has been a blessing to my soul for many, 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 many years, not even knowing that I was going to end up at Landmark. It is a blessing, and I am excited about the restaurathon. We are already cooking. The oven is on.
Amen.
And we are bringing the lunch tomorrow. I'm excited. I even requested the day off tomorrow so that I could relax during the morning preparing it, so I would not put the burden on my husband because he's not feeling well. But I'm excited and looking forward to be there tomorrow before noon. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. All right. And that's a miracle right there. Let's all stand. All right. Tomorrow when you're listening to the radio, and the next 3 days, you'll have some of these people in mind as you hear them on there. Amen. All right. Father, thank you for the night and the good spirit and the blessing. Bless the choir now, Lord, as they get ready for Sunday. Bless these.